to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here with fabulous shows and amazing women day after day and week after week, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are just dabbling in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we're savvy, and we're empowering each other as we're paving the way to build our businesses. And I love getting to share the women out there providing support as women are going along and as mothers are dealing with all kinds of things that we have to deal with when it comes to building our businesses, raising our families, and everything else. And today I'm excited to be sharing Dr. Lori Monaco. Dr. Lori is a chiropractor, transformational speaker, a coach. She's a loving mom and a badass, fun-loving, be silly as often as possible Gen Xer who teaches people to get beyond themselves to unleash their greatness at any age. She's been a speaker for 20 years, a post-secondary health science teacher for 18 years, and a personal development coach for over three. Dr. Lori believes in the awesomeness of the human race, that we are all connected, and that it is up to us to save ourselves and this planet, and that starts now. So, Dr. Lori, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hi, Dori. Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
My pleasure. So, I would love for you to share, you know, kind of your journey of what brought you to becoming this, you know, badass, fun-loving Gen Xer.
Well, I wasn't always, I will tell you that. I mean, I'm a Gen Xer for sure. That you can't change. But a badass, that took a little while to get there because what really happened for me was that, oh, gosh, not even that long ago. So about like 4 years ago, I hit my rock bottom. And sometimes for people to change their life, they have to hit that rock bottom place. Not everybody, but some. I was one of those individuals that had to hit the rock bottom. So and what I mean by rock bottom, I mean that something happened in my personal life that I did not expect. And it threw me completely for a loop. And it sent me into a massive depression. And that depression lasted for about 6 months, and 3 weeks of it was suicidal level. It was pretty bad.
Wow.
I had depression for, I mean, looking back, I mean, I've had it since I was a teenager. Never, wasn't medicated for it, but I've had some, you know, off and on challenges with it. And one other serious depressive episode when I was in my 20s, but this was by far the worst. And it made me, the reason it was so bad was because I had to actually look at where my life was at that moment in time. And at that time, I was 45. So I looked at my life saying, this is it. I mean, you know, two failed relationships, a failed business, not financial mess, you know. And I looked at myself and I said, why bother? You know, it's so late and I don't, whatever I'm doing wrong, I keep doing. So, but, you know, there's always that little bit of personal resilience that you have within you. And I picked myself up, and most of it came from the strength of my children, knowing that if I took the easy way out, it would devastate them. So I pushed myself, and I said, okay, let me start going to therapy. And I started going to therapy, but I felt like it was good, but it wasn't enough. So I started to really do what I do best, which is, I mean, I teach people, and I've always been very good at it. And then I said, why don't I teach myself? So I started to really research and understand why I kept repeating these patterns and why I suffered the way that I did. And, you know, it's interesting because I had the resources all these years. I mean, I've had the tools. I mean, I've gone to personal development. I mean, I went back in the 80s. I mean, you know how it was. It was called self-help back then. They changed the name to make it sound better, but I mean, I went to a Tony Robbins seminar when I was 19, and I got this amazing information. I received this, and plus my schooling. I had advanced schooling in human anatomy and physiology and neuroscience and brain development and behavioral, human behavioral science, and I just couldn't get out of my own way. So I researched this and I said, you know, it's not just about knowing the tools, but you have to go really deeper. You have to go deep within yourself and really face some hard stuff about yourself and then make a decision on whether or not you're going to change. And so, you know, that's what I did. And what I discovered was a horrible, horrible insecurity. And it was once I came to, I mean, I knew I had it, but I didn't realize how bad it was. And once I started to really own it and know who I was at that moment in time and know that it could change and know that I put myself there and take accountability and all that wonderful stuff that happens with mindfulness practice, I finally became my authentic self. And that's where I think everybody, that's the big thing now. Everybody's, oh, become your authentic self. And sometimes it's hard to do that, but I did it. And I did it through my own self-awareness and my own perseverance. And then when I started to come out of the depression, I said, you know, there's certain things in my life that I knew I was really good at, and it was really connecting with people and teaching. So I said, you know what, I'm going to do this for a living. So while I had my chiropractic practice still, but it was very part-time, I just dove headfirst into teaching workshops and creating them, really. It's not even that I was teaching somebody else's. I was creating my own workshops. And then I just started to coach people as well, one-on-one and in small groups and couples. And it's been fantastic ever since. So it's been over the last 3 years that I've been headfirst into that.
Yeah, wow. You know, it's funny because I was going to ask you that. You know, how you went from a chiropractor to a coach. Is there a specific demographic for your workshops and coaching? Do you do them online or do you do them in person or both?
So I'm working right now. I'm working with a team member to start creating webinars. So the online stuff. So it's available to anyone, anytime, anywhere. And that's going to be up this summer, sometime this summer, either mid or late summer. But currently I do live seminars and workshops, and I do public speaking engagements, and I coach live in person, so like one-on-one with the person or in groups, but I also do a lot of internet, like a lot of video chats, and so I guess they call it remote, you know, so, and it's, and like, I mean, my furthest client is, I have somebody from Beijing, and,
oh, wow.
You know, so we have to time it properly with when we speak to each other, but it's just as effective doing it through video as it is in person. I mean, the only difference is that I'm a huggy person, so I like to hug people, and I always hug my clients. So the only thing you don't get when you're working with me remotely, but so even at my workshops, you know, it's very interactive. And so your question was the demographic, and so the demographic, I originally started with people over 18, usually, you know, 30s, 40s. Any gender, male or female. But then I started seeing the need for teens, and because I started working with teens that were, you know, cutting themselves and depressed and just not having any type of coping mechanism. And so then I started to add teens to that. And then I started by chance working with seniors, and I discovered that my demographic's like everybody. It's basically anyone who just has decided that their life is just there should be so much more in their life that it's not enough, that they don't feel fulfilled or they feel stuck. And so now that's what I really push, is I basically teach transformation at any age. It doesn't matter how young or old you are, there's no excuses.
Wow. I and you know what? Isn't it amazing that people can transform at any age of their life, at any place? Sometimes people think that they're stuck and they'll never change. And to me, the only thing that's constant in life is change.
Absolutely.
So embracing
absolutely.
Change and knowing that at any moment, you know, you're where you are right now is not your destination. It's just part of the journey.
That's correct. And, you know, the research in the last few years, especially for neuroscience, I mean, it's proven that, you know, our brains are plastic. So the neuroplasticity term that they use is that our brains can adapt and it can change, and we can literally restructure our brain in a neurological sense, like in the functionality of it. And And it doesn't really matter what your age is. So when people say, oh, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, those little expressions that have been said before, it's not true. In fact, actually, if you work with dogs, the adult dogs learn really much better than puppies, you know. But we get very stubborn. We as humans, you know, we have this wonderful, this amazing brain. And what we get caught up in is our own stuff. You know, it's the stuff that we've built up over the years of through our experiences. And that's what I mean about getting out of your own way, because you have to create a new self and to become somebody else to move forward into a new direction. And it's not that you're missing out and completely getting rid of the old self. It's, you know, you're keeping the good parts of the old self and getting rid of the bad, negative stuff, the stuff that's held you back. And it's amazing knowing that you have the ability to reconnect those bad connections. You can prune them off and reconnect them. And it's just a matter of it's learning how to do it and then doing it over and over again. You have to repeat it over and over again until it becomes a positive habit. But yeah, it's totally possible.
What has your life been like since you got out of your own way?
So it's so funny because I never really thought I was miserable, and you know people would see me at my when I would work part time teaching, you know, people would see me, you know, they would see me like smiling and joyful and positive, and then I would sort of leave that job, and then I would go home and go back to work to my full-time, my actual business, and or just dealing with, you know, my family and friends. And I wasn't that person. I wasn't always that. And even when I was by myself, I was very miserable, very depressed, very cynical. I never thought I was very envious and jealous, and it was terrible. And once I got out of my own way, I looked back and I said, wow, you know, now it's like I really love my life. And the funny part is it's not even where it needs to be yet. I mean, I still have a life that I'm still building my business, so I'm still not financially where I want to be. But I'm loving this journey now. I'm loving every moment of the day, and every single day for me has been happy. I mean, not everything that happens during the day is happy, but every single day I can end it with saying that this was a good day. What did I learn today? And I'm so happy to be here. And I just love my life. And it's been fabulous. And it's just made such an impression on my family, my children, and my friends. So it's like it just spreads. And I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that I finally figured it out.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break to thank our amazing sponsors here on Word of Mom Radio, and we'll be back in just a bit with Dr. Lori Monaco and continue sharing her journey.
As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403 847-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from stadiumbags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at stadiumbags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio talking to transformational coach Dr. Lori Monaco. And, it's amazing the things that can happen when people do get out of their own way. And I have to say that I actually had the opportunity a few weeks back to get to attend one of Dr. Lori's workshops. It's how we met. And I knew that I would want people to meet her on Word of Mom because they're really, it's a great workshop. So I want to ask you to tell people because, I don't want to share it, what can people expect to experience when they attend your workshops?
Well, you're definitely not going to sit still for very long. I mean, the workshop that you attended, Dori, was a little bit, it was a mini workshop, so that
mm-hmm.
it was a little bit more confined.
Right.
But my workshops are very lively. They're interactive. There's dancing. There's moving around. And you can be as, you don't have to participate if you don't want to. But I think I very rarely do people not. But there's dancing. There's laughing, a lot of laughing. There's sometimes crying, there's exercises that we do, and it's all for your breakthrough. That's the whole point of it. So I try to make it, I don't want it to be one of those seminars where people they leave and they're just so upset when they leave and I want people to feel inspired and empowered, hence the name of my company. But I want them to feel relieved, like they have a relief and at peace when they leave, and inspired to just go above and beyond. So it is, again, it's lively. It usually starts off with dancing before we get started. And, there's a lot of up and down, standing up and doing some funny stuff. Or there's meditation. There's coming down and grounding ourselves. So it's kind of, it's a feast for the senses. How's that?
I think that that's a great way to describe it. What kind of feedback do you get from your clients and the people that you're working with?
Well, I have had some fantastic feedback from my clients and from students in my workshops. It's interesting. I always I'm very accessible. So I usually tell people that you can reach me through my phone, text message or emails. Especially if you've attended any of my sessions or if you've worked with, worked with me as a coach one-on-one. And it's so funny because I teach people, one of the things I teach them is to, actually two things. I teach people to be open to the universe, like what the universe can provide, and then be open to signs and expect signs and ask for signs, And so it's funny because I get so many emails or text messages from people that will say, "You wouldn't believe this." And I laugh because I always send back to them and say, yes, I would, but go ahead. What is it? And so that's what I love hearing because they have all these weird, funny stories that just, I was asking for this and then all of a sudden I got a knock at the door or I opened my door and this was here. And I love all that stuff. So the feedback's been good. And the best feedback that I've had, aside from those fantastic stories, because those are the fun stories, but I've had clients tell me that they have had breakthroughs with their depression. So individuals who were, under getting therapy for years, and they worked with me for a very brief period of time, they said, "I can't believe it. Like I went to therapy for years, and I didn't get the breakthroughs that I got with you." And I'm very quick to point out, I say to them, it's not me. I mean, all I'm doing is giving you a different perspective. I'm giving you tools, and I'm teaching you how to use them. But this is all on you. So the clients are the ones doing all this. And then they go, yeah, you gave me the stuff to do. But if I hadn't worked with you, I wouldn't be, you know, where I am. And I'm very grateful for those type of comments. But that makes me feel good because, you know, especially in a day and age when, I mean, the amount of people that are depressed and on antidepressive meds and anti-anxiety meds, it's like epidemic level, you know. And if we can relieve some of that naturally with just empowering people, and if that's what some of the cause of this depression is, in fact, is just that people just are not being true to themselves. Once they establish that within themselves and they can release themselves from depression, which we all know can be very debilitating and it can completely consume your life. So those are probably the best compliments that I have ever gotten, best feedback.
Nice compliments when you think about it, you know. But
definitely.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the difference between a therapist and a life coach? You know, when you go into coaching, you know, to me, if a therapist says to you, you need to do this, this, and this, that's not what a therapist does. I thought that that's what a coach does, that they give you the tools as opposed to a therapist who's really there to be a paid best friend for you to talk to figure it out on your own. Whereas I think a life coach is more an active participant in your figuring it out. Or am I getting that wrong?
No. I mean, you're correct. And I don't want to down any therapists out there. I mean, there's some therapists that are becoming really, really more modernized, and they're taking that approach. In fact, a lot of them are becoming both a therapist and a coach. I think what the therapist tends to fall more so on is trying to figure out what caused their depression, you know, and what's the backstory, like where is this coming from, and dealing with their past. Coaches take it, and actually they complement one another quite well. The coach will take it and make you accountable. You know, so like a therapist almost says, okay, well, the results of your past are what brought you to where you are today. So that's the cause of your issues today. Where a coach says, okay, we get that, and we do. I push very hardly on the present, living in the present moment and dealing with the present. So if you want to change your future, you have to change your present. But we, of course, have to deal with stuff in the past. So if past stuff comes up, which inevitably it does, we acknowledge it. So I'm really clear about this. We acknowledge it. And then we say, okay, now what can we do with that information today to exact change today on what had happened in the past? Because you cannot change the past.
Right.
So we don't dwell in it. And I'm very clear that we don't live in the past. You know, we're not going to live there. We're going to live in the present moment. And then we're going to figure out what we need to what do we need to do within ourselves? What do we need to learn to deal with past traumas? And again, I mean, I've had some people that have had some horrific past traumas. I mean, we're talking sexual abuse as a child and all kinds of stuff where they let it go. And I mean, that's ultimately the goal of therapy. But we just take it in a different approach. And we, you know, with a coach, I think a lot of people really, really like going to a coach, especially because we're an accountability partner for them. Like we say, this is what you need to do. This is the homework you have. And if you don't do it, then you're not going to grow. And there's no excuse. And we push them to do it. And some coaches are tougher. I'm like, you know, I'm tough when I need to be, but I'm usually very quite loving and compassionate in the way I do it. And I guess that's what it is. I mean, you know, when I went to therapy, it was needed at that time. But then I realized that at some point during it, I said, okay, I'm done. I don't need to focus on this in this direction anymore. And I would never tell somebody not to go to their therapist. It's just, you'll know. You'll know when you advance. You'll know when you get to that level to say, okay, I'm all in now. I'm ready to take responsibility for my life. Now, what are the next steps? What do I need to do that? And that's where a coach really comes in.
I think that's why coaches are so important, and I don't want to negate therapists because...
Oh, yeah, no,
I don't think you are.
Yeah.
I don't think you are at all. But I do have to say, from a personal, experiential level, I can remember being in therapy with someone and actually saying to their therapist, you know what, this is not a way of life. And this is what you're creating for this person that I'm with. You're talking about the same things that happened to him when he was 7 years old for the 50th time.
Right.
The day has to come that you look in the mirror and accept the fact that wherever you are at this point in your life, the only person responsible for that is you.
Correct.
And I think that when you get to that point that you look yourself in the face, good, bad, or indifferent, because life has its ebbs and flows and ups and downs and, you know, people's other levels of their success and what they, you know, want to put on it. But you have to accept everything for your son. That, to me, is where you start to grow.
Correct.
Once you say, all right, it's me, and where do we go from here? You know, where do I go?
That's exactly right. That's exactly
right.
And
I'm glad that this coaching stuff is working, and I'm seeing, you know, because, but I'm serious. It just, and I applaud you for doing that, and I want to ask you as we're wrapping up, what, you know, for you, what impact do you want to have on the world with what you do?
I really want people to understand how amazing they really are. Like, we are, our society is just not doing well. We are more, you know, separate than ever before, even though we're more connected with you know, the internet and all that. But we're more separate. We're more lonely. We're more depressed. We're more miserable. We're angry. And that's not what we're meant to be doing. Like, humans have such great capacity, and we do not live to our fullest potential for whatever reason. Sometimes it's that we are become the product of our society, or we don't think we're worthy enough, or we can't possibly make a difference. And again, these are all beliefs, and they're beliefs that need to change. And my goal is to teach as many people as possible to be the best version of themselves. And not wait, not make excuses. I mean, I did that my whole adult life, and now I'm not going to stay shut anymore. I have some great information and to teach people, and I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm not going to be rude about it, but I'm not. I want other people to say that. Listen, I have great gifts to give. I'm unique, and uniqueness is what we need. We all need you, just like the world needs me. The world needs Dory. It's like So this is what I want to impact with people is, or the impact that I want to put on in the world is teaching people to just say, you know what, I am fantastic, I am great, and I'm going to spread that with everybody in the world that I can, and then teach them to be great and just make this wave to of people like understanding their power and creating a huge difference in the world and basically saving our planet, because we are, you know, we need this. We can't be separate anymore. Humans are not meant for that. We are social animals that need a community and need to be helping each other compassionately. So that's the mark that I really want to leave. And happiness. I want everybody to be happy and laugh and enjoy and let go of stuff, because we have the ability to do that.
Right on. So where can people find you, Dr. Lori?
So you can check out my webpage at www.drlorimonaco.com. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter for the same name, Dr. Lori Monaco. And Instagram, I am Inspire and Empower in 5. And you can follow me, and I do a weekly Facebook live broadcast every Thursday night, 8 p.m. And you can always catch it in the video posts afterwards. It's recorded. But I am very accessible, and they can always contact me to 203-395-9832. But the website has all the information, email, all the social media stuff as well.
Excellent. I encourage you to reach out to Dr. Lori Monaco. You will enjoy her. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to share with us today on Word of Mom Radio. And my pleasure. On behalf of everyone here connected to Word of Mom and our media network, this is Dory DiCarlo saying thank you so much. We're going to close out with Smith Sisters Bluegrass. And until next time, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now. She is sure.